Mighty wins contract for UK's all-electric immigration removal centre, 3rd July 2025, by Elementary Content Team. Mighty has been awarded a six-year contract with the Home Office to run the new Campsfield Immigration Removal Centre. Mighty colleagues will oversee the everyday running of the IRC, including custody and detention and welfare services, whilst preparations are made for residents' removal from the UK. Campsfield will house 400 residents and will be the first all-electric IRC in the UK. Mighty, the UK's leading facilities transformation provider, has been awarded a six-year contract to run Campsfield IRC for the Home Office, overseeing the everyday running of the IRC from custody and detention to welfare services, reinforcing Mighty's position as the Home Office's leading provider of immigration removal services. Upon completion of the refurbishments, Campsfield IRC will have capacity for up to 400 detainees and be the first green IRC running solely on renewable electricity, heat pumps and solar panels, contributing to energy efficiency. The contract will employ around 200 colleagues from custody officers and managers to educational tutors and religious affairs colleagues. Campsfield IRC has been reopened as part of the government's plan for change to expand the size of the immigration detention estate and will support the Home Office's ambition to modernise immigration detention facilities and increase removal rates. Facilities management and cleaning and hygiene services at the IRC will provide local jobs, underscoring Mighty's work to support better places and thriving communities. This contract builds on Mighty's successes at Manston Reception Centre and the Dungavell and Heathrow IRCs, the latter receiving positive outcomes following His Majesty's Inspectorate of Prisons' most recent visit, which recognised the work Mighty's team has done to ensure a high standard of care. One of Mighty's Heathrow colleagues also recently received an award from the Butler Trust, a charity that recognises the exceptional work of frontline custodial colleagues